Wisdom. The final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium podcast. This is day 1372 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled A Hamster Story. The Smith family consisted of Mom, Dad, and the six kids ranging from age 6 to 14. The kids always wanted a pet, but their house was just not large enough for a dog, and Dad was allergic to cats. The kids got together and decided maybe a hamster would be a good alternative. They presented their case to Mom and Dad. At first, the parents were adamant that they did not want any pets in the house. As the weeks went by, with constant begging every night at the dinner table, Mom and Dad finally relented, but only after the kids promised that they would take complete care of the hamster. The next day, they all went to the local pet store and fell in love with a hamster which they named Butch. The kids fawned over the new pet, and everything went fine for the first couple of weeks. They were diligent with feeding and caring for Butch. Soon, the novelty of Butch wore off, and Mom and Dad's primary concern started to manifest itself. They had to remind their kids of their promise continually, but that seemed to fall on deaf ears. Soon, Mom found herself feeding, providing water, and cleaning the cage each week. This situation went on for about a month, when one evening, after changing a smelly cage, Mom stormed into the kids' bedroom, and with exasperation in her voice, she shouted, "How many times do you think Butch would have died if I had not looked after him?" After a moment of silence, all the kids lowered their heads in shame. That is, except for the youngest, little Johnny. He looked at Mom, cocked his head slightly, and then replied quizzically, "Once?" I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to everyone else. We could all use a kind smile each day. Our Thursday thought is, have you ever just looked at someone and knew that the wheel was turning, but the hamster was dead? And our verse for today is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15. What is happening now has happened before, and what will happen in the future has happened before, because God makes the same things happen over and over. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek. Creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,371 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Friday.